This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, your official overview of the charts put together by Talkers Magazine and their group of brilliant editors and reporters, led by the brilliant Michael Harrison, who's the editor and he's the publisher of said magazine. Well, actually, it used to be a magazine. It isn't anymore. It's online.
It's, no,
at
it's
talkers.com.
It's an online magazine.
Online magazine, right.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that kind of oxymoronic? How can you be? A magazine is something you put your hand like that. This is like my Rush Limbaugh impersonation. And so that's, for me, is a magazine. But not for you.
Well, it all depends. That's like saying then this show is not a radio show if people are listening online. It's still a radio show.
How dare they? Listen on the radio. That's the best place.
We have to get used to the new media, the new platforms, while maintaining our understanding of the 20th century ideas of what these packages are. You know, if a news organization is a news organization, whether their information is coming on the printed page or on the digital page, and a magazine has many meanings, and the meaning is bringing things together under one roof. Excuse me. That's how we mean it. But, hey, we're not the only ones going through re-explanations of what things are as we transition into, a period of unstable relationships between form and content. It comes down to form and content.
So that's the way the show's going to go today, huh? You have your professorial hat on?
I think it's
great. I think we need more PBS-style programming. And this could be...
Okay.
Why can't we have... By the way, why isn't the countdown on PBS, public radio?
Here, let's do it this way. And now today, on the countdown, we're going to be presenting an overview of the most talked-about subjects in the media on news talk radio stations, which you all realize are radical right-wing propagandistic fascist outlets.
So listen to our stations that are left-leaning liberal lunatics.
There you go.
All right, let's go through. By the way, Shana Tova, I got that. I've got it all figured out now. How do I pronounce
yes,
that?
Yes, today is, this holiday is
weekend.
It's hard to, you know, the holidays that we are used to applying to the seasons, this whole year has been like, is it Easter? Is it Passover?
Yeah, right, exactly.
What's Christmas going to be like this year? You know, they've already ruined Halloween.
My God. Have you seen, by the way, some of those masks, those Karen masks? You know what the Karen thing is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Boy, she is the girl of my dreams.
Oh, is she?
She's got this great hairdo, this blonde streaked asymmetrical thing. Her skin is nice and ruddy and patchy and her eyes are red and
bloodshot
and bug eyed. Her teeth are green.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
She says, "I want to speak to the manager."
Uh-huh. All right, let's go through, Mr. Manager, the stories this week, please.
Oh gosh,
that's why we're here, after all.
Okay. Do you want me to read them off of paper or off of a computer screen? Which would you prefer?
I got mine on paper.
The stories at number 10, the Mueller team phone wiping.
Yeah, there you go. Why do we have this? Is a great one, man. If you don't think this is the height of something, my God, these guys can get away with anything. Anyway, go ahead through the list. And we'll come back.
At number 9, we have U.S. foreign affairs. We used to call it U.S. China, U.S. Russia, U.S. Middle East relations. U.S.
Well, the Middle East, I thought there was, nobody paid much attention to it this week because of all the other nonsense with the wildfires and COVID and the race and Black Lives Matter. But I thought this was pretty significant and kind of for everybody that wants to throw, maybe it says something about the news media and how they don't want to cover Trump in a positive light. I thought this was a fairly good, not, I don't know if it's a coup, but this is, whoever put it together, I thought
it's
it was
step,
pretty
it's a step,
good.
It's a step in the right direction. It's, yeah. It has some bugs and flaws to it, and,
well,
and certainly there are areas of it that can be criticized, but
yeah.
I tend not to. My particular view of it is that it's an achievement for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Of course, if you are a proponent of the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem, then it is a terrible pact of war. So there are different views on this, but I tend to think it's an achievement. I agree with you. The press has played it down because much of the press is anti-Trump, and they don't want any kind of benefit of any doubt. At number 8, we have the economy. At number 7, the education crisis. At number 6, Attorney General Barr's comments on sedition and civil liberties. And that's pretty interesting.
Hey, at number, well, I wrote down, you know, make notes when I'm getting ready to go on the air with you. I look at the stories and the people. I make notes next to the list.
Yeah.
So my note next to number 6 is just why, with a question mark. Why would you get involved in that at all? And that was my comment. So anyway.
Okay. Well, all right. Whatever. Picking up where we left off.
Yes.
At number 5, race relations, Black Lives Matter, police reform, the L.A. police ambush, and the Breonna Taylor settlement. These were all part of the race relations at number 5.
Yep.
Number 4, the wildfires, Hurricane Sally, and climate change. It's up there at number 4. Number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. We're constantly talking about the statistics. How many people died? How many people will die? How many people have gotten it worldwide, nationwide, statewide? And number 2, the presidential race.
And by the way, that's a nonsense number because nobody really knows. They can't attribute who's died to it. They can't really look at medical records. The whole thing is a scam. It could be millions. It could be half of the number. It doesn't. There's no way of knowing what the accurate number is. And even, and so what? Even what is, what good does it do you to know that 13 people in your town died yesterday? So what? What does that do for you? Make your life better?
I am so overwhelmed by the multiplicity of concepts that you've thrown at me, I don't know how to respond. What does it matter that 13 million people in your community died yesterday? What does that matter?
13, okay. Did I say million? I meant 13 people.
I thought you said 13.
No, I don't
cares?
Say that it, no, that's not the point. But people use this as some sort of reference point. Like, what can you do in a sense about it? I think all it does is scare people, and maybe that's what we're supposed to do, scare them into wearing masks or scare them into distancing, whatever it is. But I find it, because I don't think the stats are accurate, I tend not to pay much attention to them. That's just me.
Oh, it's not just you. A lot of people feel that way.
Oh, okay.
All right, so number 2 is the presidential race and the mail-in voting security. That's probably the major issue of the presidential race in terms of the actual election.
Yeah.
The mail-in thing. But there's so much to the presidential race. And, you know, basically everything we've talked about relates to the presidential race. Every subject we've talked about so far is in the presidential race. And the only thing that we've isolated as being, you know, a topic that's even more so has been health care. And talk about vaccines and masks. We're still talking about masks, both politically and scientifically. And the vaccine issue has become controversial, where it has been politicized. Donald Trump says, here it is, it's coming, we got it, we're doing a great job. And other members of his administration and in the health community are saying, ooh, not so fast, not so fast.
Well,
so there you go.
They've all been proven wrong in one way or another at some point during this. Want to do the people list?
Yeah, we have Robert Mueller. He's back in action at number 10. Jared Kushner at 9. Number 8, Dr. Scott Atlas, one of the politicized doctors in this whole debate. Number 7, Kaylee McEnany. And at number 6, we have Jenny Durkin tied with Breonna Taylor. William Barr at 5. Michael Caputo at 4. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Robert Redfield, as opposed to Robert Redford.
Exactly.
Yeah. He just passed his online medical.
Uh-huh. Right. M.D. Robert Redford, M.D.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kildare. Joe Biden is at number 2, and number 1 is Donald Trump.
Who played Dr. Kildare? on TV.
Oh, gosh. Famous actor.
Yes.
Why are you doing this to me?
Richard Chamberlain. And then
Dr.
Ben Casey was on
our
age. All right, 16 after the hour, we dig into the stories in depth and conversation that will make you not want to leave for the remainder of the hour. That's the idea here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. The question about your body and diets and exercise. We talk a lot here about Calitrin, which is the natural way to lose weight. But in all of that discussion, do we talk about the rest of the important part of your body, i.e. your brain? If you aren't getting the kind of supplementation you need because you're not getting into food, you need to think about Prevagen. Prevagen will make your brain healthier and will give you a better life. Take care of your brain. Add the country's most natural and proven brain health supplement. It's called Prevagen. Should be in your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory. The brain health supplement I'm talking about, once again, Prevagen. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Exclusively from the Talk Radio Countdown Show building in, where are we, down in, we could be in
downtown
Florida.
Metropolis.
Yes, that's what it is. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview. Again, one of the things at number three that I was talking about with regard to stats, I'm looking at a newsletter that comes from one of my affiliates out in Montana, KMMS. They carry this program as well. And the headline and the review for their listeners has to do with how many cases there are. Especially they focus on school children. The data released there shows the Department of Health and Human Services in Montana has ascertained very little impact among students, not only spreading the virus between themselves, but the other family members. And that's one of the things that people worry about. Well, we can't have school open because the kids are bringing home and make their parents and grandparents sick. I think at this point, you got to kind of take a flyer on this and move ahead otherwise. I want to talk about December 25th with regard to COVID. We come back, Michael, please. It's 21 after.
A Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get an unencumbered view now, continuing our focus on the charts for the week of September 14th to the 18th, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and it's where Michael Harrison hangs out as well. Yes, he's a hanger-outer, not a hanger-oner. Yeah, I'm Doug Steffen.
I hang around the Talkers Television building.
It's right, exactly. It's high atop Metropolis's big tower. It's the big tower. By the way, speaking of big towers, the fire is number four this week. Focus on the hurricane, the fires and stuff, which we are, you're not getting it down in Florida, but we up here in New England are getting the smoke from the fires, and it's going over to Europe.
Yes.
What is happening there,
terrible.
And the amazing thing about these fires is how they started, the fact that it just amazes me how inept the picture of ineptness should be the state of California, governors, the governor there, and the mayors. Unbelievable, Michael. Really is.
Mm. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously they're subject to tremendous criticism. How the fires are the result of ineptness, I'm not quite sure what you're driving at.
Pacific Gas and Electric has not been required yet to clean up their act. They still have all of the brush and the things that have been causing these fires for years. They're all still there. They don't want to spend the money, and the government apparently is all right with that because they continue to bail them out when they get sued. They bail them out of bankruptcy. There's a collusion like you wouldn't... extraordinary collusion here. Extraordinary.
So you think that that is the primary cause? I'm not challenging you.
Cause
of these fires.
There are other causes.
Climate change.
The climate thing, it's convenient to have climate change come into the conversation. Not that it isn't something that we all should continue to pay attention to, but come on. Even though people say, it's the warmest it's ever been in Southern California. No, it's not. It's been hot. And since the records have been taken, kept in the 1880s, probably is maybe close to the warmest it's been. But it's a desert, for God's sakes. Los Angeles and Southern California are deserts. It gets hot in the desert. Mm-hmm. And if you go back over the history of the planet, I'm betting there are a lot more, if there ever were times when there were a thermostat around, I mean a temperature gauge, thermometer, and what am I looking for? Not thermometer.
Well, all I know is, no, you're right. You know, if they had planned it out properly, they would have built L.A. in, you know, Butte, Montana. And then it
exactly.
would have been, you know, I don't know why they decided to develop it there.
I know. Ours. So anyway, there was a, and the hurricane business, those poor people, I heard from some listeners in Louisiana, the radio station was kind of on again, off again. The one thing I wanted to mention, speaking of radio stations, with regard to the fires, there is, you know where Mount Wilson is in Los Angeles? You know enough about Los Angeles to
sure.
be dangerous. So Mount Wilson is where all the towers are, television, radio, all the cellular stuff, all on one tower. And the fire started going up the mountain. Can you imagine what would have happened? No radio, no television, no cell phones if the fire had gotten to the top. Fortunately, for whatever the reason, it didn't get to the top of the mountain. But if it had, man, just think about it. We'd be there completely without communication.
Our entire infrastructure, our entire society is very, very, very fragile.
I mean,
it's totally fragile. Yeah. We don't often think about how fragile it is.
Well, we do when the power goes out and people don't know what to do. They don't know to cook their food on a flame, you know, stuff like that. The amount of just sheer naivete. And I think that plays into the presidential race and the mail-in voting issue, which we ought to talk about when we come back again. Number two this week is a focus on the race itself. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, the story section is where we are as we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the air.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge is expected to issue a nationwide injunction blocking operational changes by the U.S. Postal Service after ruling yesterday that the changes have made mail delivery slower and less efficient. The decision also says the July policy changes have developed a substantial possibility for voters to be disenfranchised in November. Hurricane Sally has left the building, but residents of low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast are still dealing with rising waters from rivers and creeks. because of the huge amount of rainfall. This woman lives in Bay County, Florida.
This is the worst we've ever had up here in rain and flooding. Even through Michael, the rain's been a whole lot worse.
At least two deaths in Alabama and Georgia blamed on the storm. Around 400,000 people still without power. The remnants of Sally now off the New England coast. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon, taking another tool away from his city police. And USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist that prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. I'm John Hunt.
And Burger King is now revealing what's exactly in its Whopper. The recipe is right on the wrapper. They've printed the ingredients, saying they want to point out that the burger is all natural, meaning no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The idea that you could come together and actually figure out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, who would have thought of such a thing? Well, I'll tell you who thought about it. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and many years ago, long ago and far away on a planet that is quite a distance from here, he created the idea, came up with the idea of pursuing what is being done on this new-fangled format called News Talk Radio. And here we are, how many years later, talking about what's going on in News Talk Radio. That's it.
And
we're on
30 years ago, we started Talkers. And it's not just News Talk Radio. We do all talk radio. This show is about News Talk Radio.
Yes, it is.
But we deal with, all kinds of talk radio and all kinds of subjects. And there's sports talk, for one, you know. Mm. You know, I often get frustrated when people equate the term talk radio with just the news talk format.
Or political talk radio.
Political talk radio, and there's so much more to it. As a matter of fact, talk is the best thing on radio.
It is.
And that's why music radio is not doing very well, because it doesn't have people talking.
Boring. It's like a jukebox. You can push Sirius satellite radio buttons and come up with the same stuff. You need somebody to tell you. Remember the old days when you and I were jocks, and here we are back in the good old days.
Yeah.
But we talked about things that made sense to people, or at least things that mattered to people. It was about the music or life. I remember I've told you this before. When I was a jock, one of the bosses I had used to come into the studio and tell me to shut the F up and play the music.
Now, I remember I used to do very meaningful, we called them raps, you know, R.A.P.,
yes.
You know, and, hey there, guys and gals, Fabian's going to be playing at the Freeport High School gym this weekend. Ooh, it's right. 75 cents, and for two, it'll be a dollar. No.
It's the Moly Goody Goldie show on the radio, and this is your future disc jockey, FM Douglas, on the air.
You see, I never did that. I was a heavy duty. I was a heavy duty FM.
Yes, smoked cigarettes and garbled razor blades and all that stuff. Yeah. That stuff. All right, let's talk about the polls that show the Democrats leading in the Senate races. We're talking about the presidential race. We'll sort of tie it into that. Are the congressional races and the senatorial races and the urgency the Democrats say to take back the Senate so we can take back our country from those damn Republicans?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Biden wins, we're going to be overrun by Marxist, leftist, anti-American, you know, mobs, and the stock market's going to crash, and the world will be burnt down. If Trump wins, we're going to lose all of our democratic institutions. An authoritarian leader will be without restraint, and we're going to go all fascist all the time. This is a lovely choice.
It is. It's interesting because people have been asking what happens if there is, and there seems to be a lot of thought behind there being a lot of contests. Whether the Democrats lawyer up, the Republicans lawyer up, who's counting what ballots, et cetera, et cetera. But what happens after you go to the polls on November 3rd, the states have a month to count the ballots, and there'll be a lot of mail-in ballots, which is a questionable thing in my opinion. Then the electoral votes, another questionable thing, the Electoral College, you and I agree that sure as hell is no way to run a railroad. But we still have that system, and that is really the reason for the problem to begin with. If you have one person, one vote, there's never going to be a question. But the Electoral College sets it up to be a fiasco. Yes?
Yeah. And the proponents of the Electoral College, most of whom are whichever party seems to gain by it say that, you know, it makes it fairer.
It's irrational.
It's unfair. Then you get into the argument where, well, it's more democratic, and then you'll get the guy who'll say,
big cities will always
take winners. This country is not a democracy, it's a republic.
Right. Anybody who says that, watch out for them, because they're the ones that go for the Kool-Aid that says democracy is not good.
By the way, if you go back to the election of 1825, John Quincy Adams won because he was voted in by the House of Representatives, not by the public vote. And that's something that that may happen this time around. So if there are more Democrats, now just think this through. If more Democrats win in Congress and in the Senate, and this goes to the Congress and the Senate, a Democrat will be elected president. Not because you elected him, but they'll tell you that you really did elect him because you elected us. Well, if I didn't vote for whoever the Democrat is or the Republican is, then I'm not voting and my vote doesn't count.
No.
Right?
It's complicated. That's a representative form of government. It's impossible to have a pure democracy. That being said, otherwise everybody will be in Congress. You know what I mean? All 300.
Well, we used to have representative town meeting. Remember? I was a member.
They still have that in New England. They still have that in New England. They have town meetings, and hundreds of people attend. It's an interesting phenomenon.
It's cool. Right.
But no, the system, I think, has to be overhauled carefully. And more importantly, we have to teach civics in school so citizens understand what the possibilities are.
Do you think that was purposeful, that someone or somebody or some group somewhere decided we've got to stop teaching civics so nobody knows what's going on so we can fool the voters or the public more and get more control over whatever it is that we need to have control over? Do you think there's a cabal?
No, I don't think it's a cabal. I just think it's years of erosion of clear critical thinking and laziness. I don't think that there's cabals in that type of conspiracy. I think things happen through incompetence and through self-serving. In other words, a dumb public is easier to sell stuff to.
Huh? Absolutely. And listen to how they're buying it. We're in the advertising business. We're here to sell you. And so listen up. If you're really dumb, you'll buy this stuff.
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. And plus, advertising is a form of communication.
Yeah.
But when selling something at any cost without ethics, without business principles, without caring about your customer, without having a relationship with people, then it becomes ugly, and that becomes unfettered commerce. And I think we're going through a period right now where we cannot trust big business just as much as we can't trust big government.
Can't trust big ag.
You know, you can't trust anything big, any concentration of power among people. Doesn't matter what you call it, it's the same thing.
Well,
organizations exist to perpetuate their existence.
This is why I voted against Ed Markey for Senate Massachusetts, because he was the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Telecommunications in 1996, responsible almost single-handedly for pushing through Congress the Telecommunication Act, which gave us such wonderful things as unfettered radio ownership, so that one company could own thousands of radio stations. Look at how fabulously that worked for us. And then the other thing that they did that was fabulous was allow the big communications companies to buy each other out. Basically, the law legalized, let's say, AT&T buying Verizon or whatever was around then. They all bought up all these companies. They run to make themselves bigger so that we now, instead of having 40 different companies to choose from, you got four. And we all know how fabulous the service is in the telecommunications. Oh, just call Verizon and try to talk to somebody. Or any of these outfits. You know, that's what Michael is saying. Big doesn't mean better. And when you talk about airlines and all the consolidation that went on there, they told you it'd be better service and cheaper fares. Really? Check that out. And so on it goes, Michael.
We need somebody like Teddy Roosevelt again.
Yes, we do.
He was the trust buster.
Yeah,
and people should study that era. You know, the turn of the century. The 20th century from the 19th century. This was a major issue in America, and a lot of lessons could be learned from that history.
The president continues to enjoy some pretty significant Latino support, which is much to the dismay of the Democrats, who think they ought to own black votes and Latino votes. Though you see that changing quite a bit. Why do you think that is?
I don't know whether that is. I'll be able to say that is after the election. I don't know if that's necessarily true. If it's true,
well, I saw a poster, Latinos for Trump. LA.
But you've never seen a poster, White people for Trump.
No, but so that brings about the politics of race, Black Lives Matter, and all that stuff. And more dividing our country, further divisions in the country.
It's not healthy when it's done, disingenuously. Obviously, it's difficult to have a country that's multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-anything. Many countries, their ethnicity is homogenized.
Right.
In Japan, almost everybody is of the same race.
Yep.
In China, there's a little more diversity.
And they don't want you in. They don't let people in.
Right,
They purposely keep people out who are different from them.
Right, but one of the things about the American experiment and American democracy is that it is a melting pot, but it's become a mosaic. And therein lies a lot of things that we have to think about. But I like the idea of diversity. I like the idea of peoples. And I like people.
Kind of fun.
I like people of all shades and shapes and sizes and religions. I don't want to be stuck with my own exclusively, but that's me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like everybody that's like me, and I don't dislike everybody that's not. So let me be free and enjoy the many fruits that grow on the tree of humanity.
Yes.
Why can't we think that way?
We can. Let me have you think about how to lose weight.
Yes.
Check it out. Let's get rid of that weight. Big deal at the folks at Calitrin at TopLoss.com have come up with a very special sort of email blast. You can go to TopLoss.com and see what they have. You have payment plans now available if you're in the mood to lose some weight and you want to buy enough of a product to really get you. I think you need 6 months supply in order to make this work well for you. That's my experience anyway. Matter of fact, I think you should just be on the product all the time because it does so many other great things according to the science and research besides help you lose weight. Fabulous all-natural ingredients, stimulant-free, drug-free, guaranteed to help you lose weight or your money back. TopLoss.com. Please use the discount code DJV on the shipping. You won't pay. You get better pricing, maybe even cash back. How about them apples? That's a checkout. Use DJV so you can lose the weight. Everybody in the family gets onto this. It really is fabulous. And there's no interest payment either if you buy enough of this to go around. You need some help, they're there to help you. TopLoss.com. See how this program can be so right for you. That's TopLoss.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to the feature that Michael does every week. Michael Harrison interviews somebody from the talk radio world or someone important to talk radio. And this week's interviewee, certainly no exception to that, somebody that I like Michael Zwirling, so what does he tell you?
MZ, Michael Zwirling, eccentric.
People will listen to the podcast, but he is eccentric,
He's eccentric, he's an idiosyncratic kind of a guy, he's iconoclastic. He owns the radio station KSCO in Santa Cruz, and we talk about a new radio show that he's producing there called China Uber Alles, which is not meant to praise China, but rather to compare them to Nazis. And he is right on the cutting edge now of the awakening in America to the threat of the Chinese Communist Party, and he's made a show out of it. We talk about it. It's very interesting.
I'm happy to go on it. I'll be happy to give him some ideas.
He'll put you on. MHinterview.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there. You can go through the archives. Michael has a great way of getting, a deft way of getting into people's heads and getting them to talk about things. It's a rare talent in order to get to people. You got to listen to them and then, you know, ask the right questions. And that's what he does. So check it out, MHinterview.com. And Zwirling is a character.
check it out, folks. Check it out. If you love radio, you'll love that particular conversation.
Yep, exactly. If you love radio, love the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour. Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Dream time. And whenever I dream, I think of Chuck Kirby. Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Chucker and Movie Moments. Chuck Curry, the theme from I Love Jeannie.
I dream of Jeannie.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
So why are we dreaming of Jeannie? No, I dream of other things, but...
Okay, we'll talk about that off the air. This day in TV history, Doug, September 18th, 1965, first episode of I Dream of Jeannie aired on NBC.
Yeah.
Barbara Eden is Jeannie, Larry Hagman, and Bill Daly starred. I did not see it in its original run because I was just born on this earth, but in repeats, I watched it all the time, and I found it to be a very enjoyable sitcom. And
who is the other guy besides Hagman who played
Bill Daly?
Through the course of events,
he was really good on that show. He was really good.
Who left first? Was Hagman on first and then he left to go to Dallas?
No, that show just had its run, and Dallas was later in the late 70s, and he played Jerry Ewing, which you could argue the greatest TV villain.
Yeah.
Of all time. Here's what, for people who remember I Dream of Jeannie, there's one thing that's different about the first few episodes of that show that you don't see now on television. Do you know what it is?
No.
They were filmed in black and white.
Oh.
And then it went color.
Yep. Yes,
the pilot episode is black and white.
I remember standing, this is personal reference, I remember standing in a little drugstore in Santa Monica about 10 years ago next to this tall, good-looking, distinguished older man who was getting a prescription. And I looked at him, and I looked at him again, and he looked at me, and he said, yes, that's who I am. To me. It was Hagman, who lived right up the street. Anyway, the other item of interest here is Neil Patrick Harris joining The Matrix 4. What do you think of that?
I don't know. He's viable. He has talent. I don't know what role he's playing. I don't know much about the project other than Keanu Reeves is returning to the film. Lawrence Fishburne, who was a major part of the first three, not coming back. I believe his character was killed off. I don't remember the last
one very well. Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, she's in it too, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So that's the third sequel to this, written by somebody named Lana Wachowski. What do you know about her?
They directed. That's a long story, but they directed the original trilogy, coming back to do this one. Yeah, the first one is very well received. It's the part two and three, not as much, although it was a very profitable franchise for Warner Brothers, and Keanu Reeves made an absolute fortune off that franchise. So I could see why they want to do another one. I just want to point out also, this day in TV history, Doug, the same night I Dream of Jeannie aired, Get Smart had his first episode with,
There was something that did play into a good movie.
I love that show.
Don't you think that the movie that Carell was in, that was a pretty good movie, I thought?
I was mixed on it. Actually, they did, I don't know if you remember this, but they did a feature film with Don Adams called The Nude Bomb, which was pretty awful, and it bombed. He played Get Smart in a theatrical film. Not a good movie.
It was a bomb,
It was a bomb, and it was a bad film. So,
all right, so in our tradition here, we look at movies coming out this weekend normally on Fridays. So, do we have anything?
The only thing I see, there's a movie called Infidel. Jim Caviezel is a star. He plays an American who gets kidnapped by terrorists in Cairo, and his wife goes to try to get him freed. I've seen trailers before of some movies I've watched, and I saw some trailers on TV. It says it's a wide release. I don't know how many theaters it's going to play in. Whatever art house theater is opened around the country, this movie will probably be there.
Well, it's going to be on big screens, though, as well. They don't have anything else new.
We'll see. So
I think he's a good actor, frankly.
I like him. It's just,
I thought Person of Interest was a very good TV show. Very good.
And that had a pretty long run, too.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. One other bit of movie news, Doug. The Batman, back in production. Robert Pattinson, who plays the title character of Bruce Wayne, Batman, contracted COVID a few weeks ago, and he's back on set. So you can survive COVID, Doug. I just want to.
Of course you can. So what's your distancing policy at your theater there in Stroudsburg?
People walk in with a mask. They leave with a mask. You buy concessions with a mask. You can eat without a mask. We're not getting a lot of people on it. In all honesty, full disclosure, we're only getting about 15% of what we normally would get. So a lot of people, honestly, are not coming back as of yet. Hopefully, that will change as weeks go on.
Right. All right. Thank you, Chucker. You're a good man. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, every day on the
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.